a team that used to be a big-time rival. The Canucks' attempts to rebuild their team have yet to produce a winning formula, and the Hawks need to take advantage of that misfortune. They need to take care of business on the ice and take the 2 points out of Vancouver. And we're ready to go. Down to center ice, the drop of the puck, we're underway, and Patrick Kane controls, pushes the puck in over the Canuck blue line. Hutton carries to center ice, hands it to Louis Erickson, Hawk line right wing, put it down to the corner, and Michael Kempney pounds Hutton with a body check off the puck. Zeebrick from the far corner will stick it out to center ice off of one of the Canuck players. Here's a shot in front by Erickson. Big glove save by Darling, and it rolls under his pads. That's the save of the game for Scott Darling right there. Boy, Erickson was beside the Hawk net. There was nobody within 10 feet of him. Then Darling had to sprawl out and stop the first shot with the glove and had the good fortune of the puck rolling underneath him. Hutton near the right point. DeBerchi, top of the left circle. Shoots! Kicked out, rebound, score! In front of the Hawk net, Louis Erickson got hold of the loose puck and slipped it in behind Scott Darling. It's a power play goal for the Canucks, and they take a 1-0 lead. Campbell to Taves, left wing to center ice. Crisscrossing with Hulsa in over the Canuck line. Lost the puck to Burrows. Spins it ahead to Horvat on a shorthanded breakaway with a Hawk line down the slot. Shoots and scores! Bo Horvat scores the Canucks' second shorthanded goal in the season. That's the fourth one the Hawks have given up this season. And the Canucks now lead the game 2-0. Darling waves the puck over to the far corner to Jollerson, who shot it ahead to center ice. Hutton moves it into the Hawks zone. Henriksen to Brandon Sutter. He shoots and scores. Well, a pair of goals by the Canucks here in the second period, and now they're out to a 3-0 lead. This time the son of Brent, Brandon Sutter, scoring for the Canucks. Panarin left circle to Kane, right faceoff dot. Back to Panarin. One timer, he scores with authority. Artemi Panarin drove that one into the top shelf just as the Canucks have come to full strength. But the Hawks are on the board. They trail 3-1. A loose puck now is banked out to center ice. Hinostroza's got it. Racing back into the Canuck zone down the right wing with a toe drive. Fire save, rebound, score! Vinny Hinostroza's first National Hockey League goal! On a solo effort down the right wing into the Canuck zone. He got away a first shot. Markstrom made the save but didn't know where the rebound was. Hinostroza did, and he put it home. It's now 3-2 in favor of the Canucks, and the Chicago-born product strikes for the Hawks to make this one close. And it's taken away. Now here's Hinostroza, right circle, moving in by the slot. Hartman shoots, he scores! The Chicago Canucks and Canucks here in Vancouver. And the Hawks have tied it at 3. Hinostroza to Hartman, his second goal in as many games. 3-3 the score with 4:14 left in the third. What a play! Spinorama in the slot, moves in, then took it to the right circle. Fed it to Taves in the slot. Toe drags, fires, he scores! Hawks win! Hawks win! The captain, Jonathan Taves, fired it right through the five hole on Markstrom. And the Hawks spot the Vancouver Canucks a 3-0 lead and come all the way back and win it here in overtime in Vancouver. The final score, the Hawks 4 and the Canucks 3 in overtime. What a win for the Hawks.
First shot on goal for Jonathan Taves, and he wins it 31 seconds into this one, and it's over. There's a little bit of a conversation here, and I have no idea what they're looking at.
A challenge from Toronto on an offside.
They're challenging to see if the Hawks are offsides.
Play was offside, no goal.
And they have just taken away Jonathan Taves' overtime goal.
Wow.
Marian Hossa at center ice. Hinostroza goes to the bench, Taves is on. Hossa in over the Canuck line, Rashad score! A toe drag and a shot from the slot beats Markstrom. And this time it counts. And the Hawks beat the Canucks in overtime 4-3.
Scott Darling exhausted in this overtime. He took a kneel. I'm done, he says. He's just exhausted. Oh my goodness. That was fantastic.
Marian Hossa, in his last 12 games for the Hawks, has just been red hot. 10 goals and 3 assists for 13 points. And the Blackhawks come all the way back from a 3-goal deficit entering the third period and win this game in overtime over the Canucks 4-3. Boy, these folks that came down to this building tonight got their money's worth. What a game.